Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
For an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
This is Loveline.
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 Loveline. Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right. Let's get to the phones.
There we go.
Chris.
Yeah.
28.
Yep.
What's up?
I was just wondering, I am epileptic.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of different types of seizures. One of them being just the smaller myoclonic seizures.
Right.
And
so you sort of suddenly jerk.
Yeah, well, yal. But, I mean, I have the grand mal and the absent seizures, too.
How often do you have the mild ones?
Those are throughout the day, basically.
So, like, every half hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
Well, you know, they increase when I'm going to have a seizure.
What's the source of the seizures? Do they know?
No.
They have no idea?
No, it's idiopathic.
What isn't the source of the seizure having epilepsy?
Wouldn't a seizure come from little tumors and calcifications?
No.
But then what's the epileptic part?
It just means lose consciousness and you shake. They're generalized seizures. People sort of consider that epileptiform. It means a certain kind of electrical activity in the brain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Chris, what are you taking to control them?
I am taking Depakote, Trileptal, and Salbutal.
Wow. That's three anti-seizure medicines.
Yeah.
All very powerful ones. All right, so what's the question?
My question is, when I do have sex with my husband, I jerk, and since the myoclonic seizures increase when, you know, like a day prior to the grand mal seizures, he's always kind of, you know, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? type of thing.
So you're having myoclonus during sex?
Yeah.
But do you have generalized seizures during sex ever?
Not yet.
Which is weird. I mean, she'd be sitting there going unconscious and start shaking violently.
I think he would have told me. No.
And then otherwise, just the general, just shaking, and it scares him or startles him, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And what's the question about it?
Well, the question is there anything that I could do to just kind of, relax the activity before.
Really, no.
No.
Right, Chris.
Yeah.
You understand that when you're excited, when you're active, that's when the seizures occur, right?
Well, not always.
But they can, and sexual activity is one of the ways you can stimulate these things. There's nothing really can do other than, obviously, try to slow your heart rate down, breathe deeply, and perhaps get on more medication.
Well, I'm on enough.
Yeah, you're on enough. That's right. So it's just one of those things your husband has to learn to live with, right?
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Oh, did you just have a seizure, Chris, or just wait?
No, I was just saying okay, and then I was going to hang up the phone.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Good times.
So if you get excited, you have a seizure?
Yeah, you could. I mean, when you're sort of more...
If you're sleeping, less likely to have a seizure?
Yes, except some people have... Because sleep is such a unique state for the brain. Some people have more seizures when they sleep. But yes, when the state the brain is in sort of hate of...
What's the best time? Like hot tubbing?
Hot tubbing, yeah. Well, yes.
Relax?
Relax time.
Exercising?
Quiet time.
What's exercising like?
Most people, probably not a big deal, but it's more quiet time is the best time.
Jenna?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Correct.
What's up?
I bleed after I orgasm.
Nice.
Yeah.
And?
What's up? What's wrong with that?
Well, not necessarily anything. Do you have orgasm every time you have sex?
Well, it's not sex. It's basically everything exterior.
But by yourself or with somebody else?
By myself.
That's all right. Or masturbating, as you're talking about.
But you say exterior.
Yeah.
So, what do you use?
Fingers.
All right. How dare you?
Exterior, though, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you go interior tonight? It's cold.
No, I don't want to.
No?
No.
It's Illinois. It's Chicago.
What's the temperature outside with wind chill?
It's cold.
How cold?
Pretty cold.
Uh-oh. How goddamn cold is it?
It's like 15.
Thank you, Coos. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, sex can sometimes stimulate bleeding, even if it's just orgasm. But usually it's with penetration, but some people it's just
really?
Orgasm.
Do we have to go through the pretty cold part of that?
I know.
On the second, how cold?
Cold. Pretty cold.
How cold? Pretty cold.
Want to ask the follow about her dad?
No.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. Joanna?
Yep.
You're 22?
Yep.
What's up?
I've had a boyfriend for 7 months. 2 months ago, we moved in together. He has 3 little girls. One of them's his, 2 of them are his ex-wife's that he takes care of.
What, the mom just dropped him off with him?
No, every other weekend he gets them, but he's trying to get them more.
But they're not his kids.
One of them is. The other two he adopted because he was with her for 5 years, so. The real dad's in jail and a loser, so.
How old are the kids?
10, 9, and then 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How old is he?
28.
All right. That's nice.
What's he do for a living?
And by the way, what a boyfriend. You know, really, it's like buying. I bought a new car. It's got a dead hooker in the trunk. Why don't you just find one that doesn't have a bunch of crap stuffed in the trunk?
Yeah, there are other cars.
Just go find one. There's a bunch that doesn't have a dead hooker stuffed in the trunk. Do you need the guy? You know, that's what I feel these people. It's like, well, he's got the 3 kids, and he's got the home arrest bracelet, and, you know, he's on a methadone maintenance program, and he's got the teardrop tattoo. It's like,
I love him.
Why don't you just go find a guy, just sort of free and clear? You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, look, everyone's got a skeleton or two.
Yeah.
Find a guy who has got a couple of outstanding books at the, what's that place where they keep the books?
The library?
Library. Biblioteca. That place. All right, Joanna.
Joanna, what's up?
Big ass.
Yeah. Well, he's a good guy. He, like, helps me out with everything. I'm living scot-free at his house right now. He takes care of me, and I love it. But, like, I go out and party with my friends, and sometimes I don't want to come home because I'd rather stay out with my friends and I'd rather live my own life.
I think you're ready to settle down and start a third family with this guy.
Yeah, and take care of these 3 kids. You'd be perfect, another mom.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Drop off a couple kids with him.
Yeah, you have a few more kids. There's 3 families.
What is in it for him, this relationship with you who don't want to be around him?
I don't know. I mean, we get along really good. I'm just really scared of commitment and settling down, and I don't know if this is...
What do you think he sees in you?
We get along really well. We talk all the time. No.
Why is he so attracted to you?
I'm staying here scot-free, in school, can't pay for anything, and I don't want to move back home.
Yeah, so you're using him.
I think that's called using.
Yeah, you're using him.
Listen, I know everyone is torn about doing bad things. Like, well, you know, I really didn't want to have to, you know, knock the old lady down and take her purse, but I needed the money. Like, okay, you just balance that, you know. You're in a relationship where you're not too into the guy, but he's paying the utilities, and for now it'll do. And maybe you don't feel the greatest about it, but you don't feel so bad that you're going to move out and move back home. So fine. Look, don't let the guy get you pregnant.
Please.
No, he won't.
Why?
He's fixed.
He's fixed?
Yeah, his ex made him.
Okay. Oh, this one sounds like quite a delight. Where is she now?
Just across town. She still lives in the same town as us.
Okay, and what does he do for a living?
He's a manager of a store.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of store?
It's a restaurant.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Do you work at the restaurant?
No, but I did.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. Perfect. When she said no, I was like, that doesn't add up. She had to have. And then I thought she used to work there because that's what they do.
Right.
They just basically bang the staff. That's how it works. I mean, look, if I was opening a restaurant, that's how I would work. Like, you know, they open these, you know, they do these restaurants and they do this whole thing where it's like, yeah, we don't really pay our waiters and waitresses a livable wage, so you got to go ahead and supplement them. You know, you and your old lady came out here, you dropped $120. Going to need another 40. These guys got kids. You know, my whole take is we couldn't just go ahead and take that out of the 140 I dropped. Charge me $8 mojito. There's nothing there? No profit? There's $8 worth of vodka in that mojito? Point is you know what I would do if I opened a restaurant? I'd be like, I'd do the same thing. Like when you hire the waiters and waitresses, bartenders, like, look, you'll be getting $3.95 an hour, but you'll be walking with, you know, a couple hundred bucks cash every night worth of tips. Same thing with the managers. You're getting $3.95 an hour. You get to bang the bejesus out of the entire staff. We got, you know, did you pass the college on the way in? We got a steady stream.
Right from there.
Did you notice the hostess? Did you see the greeter? You see? Yeah. Piece of ass. What about
that's
the bar back?
That's for you.
Hey, it's all there for the taking. Boyfriend's back in the hometown.
Yep.
Just bang away. You're in charge of the schedules. You're the magic man. And, you know, if you can get a little, you know, get a busboy to tip you out at the end of the thing, well, you know, that's a little scratch. But you'll be getting $3.95 and all the 19-year-old tail you can handle and all the baby back ribs you can bring home. There you go.
It's a good deal.
Most guys would go.
Yeah.
Most, like, 26-year-old guys would just go for it. Yeah, why not? All right. Brittany?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I am very jealous of my boyfriend's past life, and I don't know why, because he's had sex with a lot more people than I have. And
how old is he?
He's 22.
And what are the numbers differential here?
I don't really want to say. I'm going to say, is this going to be on the radio?
No.
No, not at all.
All right. Well,
why would it be?
About 12 or 13.
That's him?
That's him. Me, on the other hand, is like one.
You stinking whore.
Is that because you want to have more experience and you're sort of envious that he's had that? Or
it's not because I'm envious. It's just because it is like I almost don't feel good enough. Like all those girls had something that I didn't or something, and it just bothers me so much, and I just cannot get over it. And it's almost ruining our relationship in a way because I'm always bugging him about it and getting on his case and, like, I mean, if he sees one of the girls somewhere, I'm like, oh, you just want to go screw her. And, like, I just say stupid shit, and I hate it.
Yes, she does.
It's ironic that she used the S word to describe the stupid things she says.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, this is usually territory that's staked out by men.
Yes.
Thank your lucky stars it's not the other way around. You with the 13, him with the 1, because that makes for even a worse relationship.
Yes, he will not let go.
But I'm wondering if this Coos has extra shot of testosterone in her.
Well, could
maybe
be.
Maybe she's like one of...
There's such a thing.
She's got like big calves, a cleft in her chin, a little blonde mustache.
Yeah.
Maybe she's got that extra.
Or does she just need to find a reason to create some chaos?
Both. I'd say the...
A little bit of both, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why did she focus it here if she didn't have the testosterone?
Yeah. I think it'd be the... let's see. Is it the latter?
Yeah.
That's the one you said?
Yeah.
Brittany?
You talking about me?
Against all good instincts, I'm coming back to you on the radio. You got one of those chick mustaches?
Oh, gosh, no. No, 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 no.
No.
I'm not an ugly girl at all.
No?
No, we're not saying ugly. We're just saying...
Not ugly. You got some testosterone. You ever get in a fight You ever get in a fist fight with another girl?
No, never.
No. You play any team sports?
Oh, good question.
I used to. In high school, I got more into music, but no. When I was in junior high, I was playing a lot of sports, but...
What was the sport?
I don't have a mustache. Volleyball, basketball.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Softball?
I wasn't in softball in high school.
Okay.
Basketball.
All right. Well, in that case, where's your dad?
He's at home.
You have a good, decent relationship with him?
Yeah, I have a good relationship with him. Him and my mom. They're like two of my best friends.
Have you always had a good relationship with them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is you just trying to... wedge a thorn into the paw of the relationship.
Is he your first or your second partner?
He's my second.
And how'd the first one go?
It was
bad.
It was just kind of just somebody I was just kind of, you know, talking to for a couple months or so. But it was just a fling, basically.
So this is the first one you've really been involved with the guy.
Yes, he's my first love. My
all right, and you feel just threatened by these other girls, right?
Yeah, I am. I mean,
it's
like,
a steam problem.
All right. Just get over it. Yeah, just get over it.
Get over it, or you're going to ruin this relationship.
I know. We've been going for a year and a half, and I'm killing it. And I just wanted to know what I need to do.
But stop it.
Stop doing things.
You're going to ruin the relationship. If you know that, that must be then what you want to do, because you're doing it. If you don't want to do it, stop it. And it's all about you're feeling threatened and not good enough. And that is something women do. They compare themselves against everybody all the time, other women. Your boyfriend's not doing that. He's interested in you.
Yeah. Theoretically. Amy?
And looking at other people, but that's different.
Yeah.
Hi.
Amy, you're 21.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, you guys wanted to kind of hear about people who have dull situations with their sex life. Mine's kind of turned into dull. Basically, when I met my boyfriend 3 years ago, I was the aggressive one. He was a virgin, and I guess I kind of had a girl's dream. I got to make him the way I wanted him to, teach him the tricks I wanted him to know.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know that to be any girl's dream, by the way.
Yeah.
It's my dream.
That sounds like a girl's nightmare.
Teach him the sexual tricks you want him to know?
Yeah, exactly.
Most women sort of feel that the whole thing is spoiled if he doesn't magically know those things.
All right.
Go ahead.
Everything was great until about 2.5 years ago when it just took a dramatic turn, and I really didn't want to be touched. I really didn't want to be kissed. Sex is painful now for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not aggressive about it, but, I mean, I understand where he's coming from. He wants to have sex, but for me, it's just not there anymore.
So
and I don't know. I love the guy to death, but...
All right.
It lasts only for 6 months then?
Huh?
The actual sexual interest lasted for only 6 months?
Oh, no, 2.5 years. It was great. And then the past 6 months, it's just kind of been on and off. You know, I mean, I'm not aggressive towards it. I haven't asked him or approached him about it once.
Are you on medication?
No, I'm not. I take birth control, but that's not it.
When did you start the birth control?
I've done birth control since we've been together.
And now you haven't changed the type?
I was on tricyclin, and now I'm on tricyclin low.
Maybe the low has done it, because sometimes the lower dose estrogen, sort of the progesterone in it, kind of overwhelms you and can shut you down a little bit.
Okay, and that's only been like that for about a month, though.
You've only been in that pack for a month?
Yeah.
All right, so that wouldn't be it. Are you you maybe done with this relationship?
No, not at all. This is the guy I want to be with for the rest of my life, absolutely.
Well, why do you think then? Is there something changed with him?
No, he's... I just don't know. All of a sudden, I was just turned off by sex.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
To do with it.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
When I was younger, but I got therapy for it, and
the therapy's not quite stuck yet. Because what happens when you don't, when people have been sexually abused, one of the things that happens, they sort of get split off internally. They feel like the sexual part of them is sort of a bad part of themselves. And when they can, with somebody they really don't care about, or even a bad person, they can kind of act out that bad part of themselves. If they start getting genuinely intimate with someone, oh my goodness, that bad part has to hide out because it feels vulnerable and, you know, sort of not up to the job of being intimate with someone else. It might be found out. It might scare the person away. So you really have to get more therapy. You really don't have an integrated sense of yourself. You have the split off bad self that now has gone into hiding, and that's gone with what has gone with that is all your sexuality.
Mm.
You see? And now that you actually are intimate, I believe you. I believe that you really do feel intimately with this guy. But a very common symptom when people who've been sexually abused or even physically abused that happens is when they get actually close with somebody, they shut down sexually.
Wow. I see, and that just shocked me because it was so constant for so long where, you know, I just wanted it and wanted it and wanted it.
All right.
Just one day it turned off, so.
Well, it's kind of the bipolar quality that some people get after they've been sexually abused.
Who abused you?
My cousins.
Cousins. Nice.
Two of them, yes.
All right. Where are they now? Publicists? What are they doing?
One is some call him a street pharmacist, and the other is just working at a gas station.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Back to your therapist.
Yeah.
The only other way to deal with that is sometimes it's all part of sexual addiction when people get sort of sexual compulsed and then shut down. Sometimes SA will help with this sort of thing if she feels she's sexually addicted also.
Yeah, she... that whole training in part,
yeah, that was
raised a red flag.
But again, that's like, treating him like an object. Once he became a person, she was actually close to. It was like, not interested. No thanks.
Corey.
Yes.
29.
Yes.
What's up?
What my question is basically, I can't give my husband head. Mm-hmm. I have a really bad gag reflex. Every time I try to, I start gagging. I managed to get past the point where I can actually put things in my mouth now. I mean, like, I can put a pen in my mouth and not have a problem. I can kind of deep throat a little bit with, like, a banana. Mm. But when it comes to giving him head, I can't.
Now, wait a minute. How can you deep throat a banana and call yourself easy to gag?
I don't know. And that's why I don't understand is I can deep throat a banana, but when it comes to being with him, I can't do it.
You've got to be crazy. Imagine a gardener's out there and see her in the kitchen. She's like going down, like chugging a banana. What the hell is going on in there?
Oh, my God.
All right, so, hey, you have kids?
I do.
Oh, with him?
Poor kids.
I have one with him.
And one with anyone else?
Yes, with my ex-husband.
Wow.
Did you have that problem with him, too?
I did part a lot of the time, unless he got me super drunk, then I didn't have a problem.
The gag reflex lightens up a little. You get a little.
It's gotten a lot better than what it used to be. It used to be I couldn't even like stick my finger in, or like if I went to go hold something with my teeth, I'd start to gag.
How do you eat?
It was really hard. It's gotten a lot easier.
You couldn't put a fork in your mouth?
No, because I'd start gagging.
Did something traumatic happen to you with people?
Well, when I was
up?
A kid, when I was a little kid and I was 7, I was sodomized, but I don't see how that would have anything.
Oh, how could that possibly have anything to do with this? Adam, how dare you?
Zero connection. We're talking more like a plumbing accident, something like that. Somewhere around the house, something with a space heater. Nothing. No, space heater. Hey, Christmas tree caught on fire. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Destroyed it out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when Drew says trauma, he doesn't mean sodomy at the hands of, your father or cousin or uncle or something like that. He's talking about not getting something you wanted for a birthday.
That's trauma. How dare
he's
you?
Never, my husband now has never asked me to do it. He's never asked me to give him head. He's never pushed me to do anything.
So it's he's not interested. You've got a pass on that. That's good.
We'd be parting ways shortly after the honeymoon.
Can you talk with her? Is it okay?
It's tough. I know that I have to picture the little girl being abused in order to talk to her without either. Otherwise, I fly into a rage. What happened to you when you were a little kid?
I don't even know how graphic I can get. It was pretty bad.
Who was it? What was it?
It was my uncle. He was 14. Or excuse me, 16. And it basically started on my 7th birthday and ended on my 8th birthday. Anywhere from just regular.
Two ladies dropping the S-bomb in as many minutes. It is a full moon.
I got to talk to her some more, though.
Anderson's still rebooting from the last S-bomb that was dropped.
Whoa.
You know what I love about. You know what I love about this retarded, semi-religious society we live in, run by the SEC? It's like, what happens? He defecated in my ear. He raped me with a mop handle and used actually a cordless wet-dry type vacuum on me. Mm. And then the S word comes in and everyone freaks out. Oh, my God. Now you've crossed the line. You use the SH word. What are you thinking?
Right.
First off, what kind of show do you think this is? There are children listening. There are young people listening.
Right.
After you wax on about ritualistic abuse and defecating in one's mouth, you drop the S-bomb. Oh, my God. Hey, are you kidding? We could get fined.
Yes.
No one else. Do you have to be atheist to see the strange juxtaposition and logic with that?
Logic,
or whatever you want to call it, the lack of logic in that. Does anybody notice that? why do you... It makes me feel insane.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I've just landed on some planet of quasi-religious retards, and I'm just observing them. I just need a notepad.
Right.
I don't even want to get involved
with
them.
Don't explain it. Just
yeah,
just,
I don't want to get involved. I don't want to upset anything. Yeah. I just want to take notes and go back to planet sanity.
Right.
With you tards with your arcs and your Red Seas and your S-bombs. What the hell is going on?
Meantime, Corey's getting crapped on and peed on as a child.
Yeah, but now, then later on, she's horny. Ooh, she likes it.
Yeah, so it's a stripper.
Yeah. All right, hang on there,
we'll
Corey.
We'll get back to her, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to...
Do not hang up on Corey.
Don't hang up on Corey.
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of fecal matter in the mouth, she got to rinse it out with a little soap.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Ready? Ready?
Yep, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Let's talk to Corey. Last time we talked to Corey, we had to put her on hold. She's 29. She has a little problem with a gag reflex. A little situation with her cousin when she was a youngin.
It's so funny, by the way. You know, she's so focused on this gag reflex, and nothing comes up about the fact that her cousin sexually abused her from age 7 to 8, defecated on her, urinated on her, sodomized her.
Yeah.
No connection between that?
In her.
No connection between that and your gag response with the peni?
Yeah.
Nope.
Too big a stretch.
Oh.
Yeah. You just go to church and work things out.
That's all.
You just pray on this kind of stuff. It's fine. And by the way, God, he's got a plan. Oh. Don't question it. Look, those of you who win the lottery, don't question God, and those of you who get defecated in the mouth, obviously there's a plan. Not everyone can play quarterback. You know what I mean? It needs to be a couple of guards and centers and linemen. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, well, Corey's been chosen for her job. And...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Corey?
Yes.
All part of the grand master scheme. here's all I'm saying.
In all reality, I actually went through 13 years worth of counseling, and my cousin was put into prison for 15 years.
Good.
Excellent.
Because everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right, Drew?
Absolutely.
Understood. I really didn't think it had anything to do with that because I have gone through all that counseling. And
what did your cousin go to prison for?
I wasn't the only one that he was raping and things like that.
That's just stellar parenting on
leave you with that monster.
Well, whoever's parenting him too.
his mother is legally insane.
Yeah, clearly. Ooh, mm-hmm. Knows what she did to him.
So he's in the joint now.
No, he actually just barely got out.
No. Oh my God.
There's about seven, eight others of us that weren't happy about it. We tried to protect.
That does
it,
not sound like a rehabilitatable condition.
Hey, he's on the mend, Drew.
That is a pit bull with a biting problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me just say this. We got 280 million people, give or take, in this country. We can't burn a few. Nothing to spare, huh? Everyone's precious. Everyone's the same. everything is so precious. So
this
goddamn
guy,
precious.
This guy.
We got to save everyone. Everyone's contributing. We got, what? Really? That sacred? That precious? Can't burn a few. No extra? 280-something million people? Can't admit there may be a couple of bad seeds in there?
Even if there were, it'd be a slippery slope.
You find the guys.
A stadium's full of people.
Yeah, you find, right? Next thing you know, you got Logan's Run and Soylent Green.
Right, that's where that starts.
On your hands. You're right. That's right. You put Manson down, and the next thing you know, jackbooted thugs marching in your house, and they're judge, jury, and executioner. They're deciding,
they saw
your kid steal some penny candy. They're going to put him down.
And you, for being the parent.
That's right. And there's nothing anyone could do to stop
it. Because you threw open that door.
Slippery slope. Yeah. Here, you know what I like? Here's, according to the slippery slope people, we can do nothing then. We can never do anything.
Right.
We can do zero because everything is sort of the
starting point.
Everything's the starting point to a slippery slope.
If you
slope,
move past the starting
no
point,
movement.
Yeah. You can't go anywhere.
No, there'll be no kind of profiling at all. No kind of physician-assisted suicide and there's no anything. We can't do anything because can't have any gun regulations or anything. We can't have a guy grow a marijuana plant. We can't have marijuana for medical use. We can't do anything because it's just an opening to every kind of slippery slope. That's it.
That's it.
There you go. We'll do nothing.
But Corey, I think you ought to think in terms of any and all weird things that happen to you in life, in terms of weird hang-ups. Somehow, I think the odds are pretty good that it's attached to all that horrible stuff.
So
God bless you having so much treatment.
Yeah, because of the simple fact. I've never wanted to do this before.
Well, here's some of the things are not. You can't. Some of these things are sort of fixed. Some of these things are in you.
Yeah. You got backed over by a pickup truck. How do you get over it?
Yeah.
You walk with a limp. That's all. You make the best of it.
So basically, your husband doesn't what I got and enjoy it.
Yes, your husband doesn't want a blowjob. He's not beating on you about it.
No,
he's not interested. You're somehow hell-bent on doing this, even though it's so traumatic for you. And to me, that always smacks of somebody looking to relive a little of that trauma. Because then when he participates with you, you can freak out and get angry with him.
No, I've never gotten angry at him. I've gotten mad at myself, but I've tried not to let it show to him.
All right, wherever that ends up spilling out, it's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Just leave it behind.
You can keep going with the therapy, by the way.
Yeah.
Not going to hurt. You won't do any damage. By the way, it's not like niacin. You can't do too much of it. You know, like sometimes you take supplements and it seems like a good thing, but once in a while you take a little too much of the niacin, you start burning up, and then you've overdone it. Next thing you know, you got diarrhea. Therapy, not like that.
Ever get diarrhea from therapy?
Not really.
You can flush sometimes.
Yeah.
Dumping.
You will. Actually, my therapist had to flip the cushion on his
sofa last week.
That was pain. But it was. It did come out of me. The point is it doesn't matter. It's not like you're going to get too much therapy and ruin it. You'll be fine. Get a little more. Jeremy?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
My girlfriend is pregnant, and I was wondering when it was time to cut off sex. She's got about a month left.
Some people do it right up to the end.
Right up until the end.
If she's getting any preterm labor or any risk to the pregnancy, bleeding, that sort of thing, you definitely want to talk to your obstetrician about it.
Okay.
Why? What's happening?
Nothing. Just wondering when it was time to cut it off.
So you like having sex with her while she's pregnant?
It's okay.
It's okay. He'll take whatever.
Yeah.
The beauty of man,
It's gushy. Whatever. It feels gushy. On my thing, and then and then the stuff comes out. So what do you mean? He's like a bear. He's distilled it down to. Well, no, I don't like it, but I got a hump every 2 days. I'm 20. It's like I'm not going to let a good vagina rot in the bedroom.
But not rot, just get away.
Yeah, it's sitting there.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the way I feel about leftovers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just eating it. I swear to Christ, I ate Chinese. I actually did the math as I was eating it last Friday night. 2 weeks. 2 weeks the Chinese food was sitting in the fridge.
Oh.
2 weeks.
You ate it.
I mean... And there's no exaggeration. It was 2 weeks ago my wife brought home some Chinese.
Had a taste.
It wasn't even mine. It was hers.
Yeah.
I went and did something. And then 2 weeks later, there it is. Well, here's my thing. If it doesn't taste bad, I'm eating it.
Chinese food looks pretty elaborate in terms of preparation.
Yeah.
Don't you think they keep it for like 2 or 3 weeks anyway? Just heat it up on the microwave?
That makes it a month old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is a few sprinkles of tap water, a paper plate thrown over the top, and pow in the microwave. And it is it springs back to life. It's like you've reanimated the cashew chicken.
Found some in some Sumerian tombs.
Yeah, still good. Mm. Yeah, the paleontologists actually just hit it with a flashlight and then just ate it.
Mm.
Yeah, 2 weeks and literally a millionaire in 2 week old Chinese food.
And good, fine.
I'm here.
Yeah.
The point is. Because of my horrible upbringing, I can't toss food.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Now, my wife, who had a mom who cooked, her thing is like, I'm not eating Chinese.
Throw it out.
Oh, yeah. It's either throw it out or leftovers is like, I ate that last night.
Yeah.
I'm not eating it tonight. My thing is like, I'll eat it every night until it's gone.
Why do they keep it, people like that? makes them bring it home, even.
She had it ordered in, I think, and just ordered too much.
They just don't know what to do with it. Yeah.
And it just sits there. Like, there's no way.
They had
like
a plan for tomorrow morning.
Here's the thing about people that grew up with folks cooking for them. They're not going to eat the same meal twice in a row. That's number one. So
here's the, even if they think they are.
They'd like to think they were the kind of person that did.
Hey, I'm going to eat the leftovers tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes around.
I ate that last night. Here's the catch 22. Yeah. They're not going to eat the same thing two nights in a row. So that's out.
Yeah.
Then when the second or third night rolls around, it's now too old. You see, that's been in there for a few days. I ain't eating that. So therefore, leftovers sort of mathematically eliminated from your diet.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about me is, if you made a thing of lasagna the size of Montana, I would just eat through until it was gone. Because there's no way I'm chucking a half of Montana worth of lasagna.
I got a huge dose of that in me.
Ironically, well, that's just cheap.
And women have tend to have less of that. It's like, ew, it's moldy. It's like,
cut it off.
Yeah, so what? Tastes good.
No, I know. That's why it's like the cheese is covered with hair. Well, then we have to cut through to the core.
Through the good
part.
And
I pull out a Tic Tac size piece out of a wheel of cheese that weighs 80 pounds, size of a space saver spare.
You still end up nibbling the moldy stuff.
And I get to the moldy stuff, but I eat it from the inside back toward the mold, so I don't get to the mold.
Right.
And then it starts smelling like someone farted on my head. I stop. That's how it works.
And of course, I've always got the thing. What do you think penicillin is?
Yeah. Oh, chick. Yeah, yeah.
They love that.
Chicks don't. They don't. You know, they don't go for that. Yeah, my wife doesn't go for that at all. And I don't think. Partly it's because they don't have to. You show me. By the way, show me a finicky kid or a finicky adult. I'll show you someone who had a lot of choices and a lot of catering going on. Here's the deal. Watch the show Survivor.
Yeah.
After 3 weeks of eating grubs and crappy, eating grubs and whatever washes up on the beach, and then he comes around and says, I got some fried chicken. Nobody says, I don't like fried chicken. I don't eat. Well, I like cheese, but I don't like it when it's bad. Everyone's like, F it. I'm digging in.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Whatever it is. Yeah. That's it. You have.
That's why they get the crappy products. So we have some Lay's potato chips and some Fritos.
They're eating the bag. Yeah. They're licking the bag like a goat got to it. And that's the whole thing. You have 20 prima donnas, 20 pains in the ass, 20 I'm sure everyone was taken care of, and everyone goes to the restaurant and is a pain in the ass and all that. Put them on an island, take away their food for 3 weeks, and then probes could crap into a Dixie cup, and they'd be fighting over it. That's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. Now, when you grow up with mom smokes weed and doesn't come out of a room, that's the way you are.
You're there.
That's
you're the feral child right there.
That's it. You're hungry. Yeah. And all the people that have the kids are like, he won't eat. He never eat. All he wants is fish sticks. He'll not eat. Give him a couple days. He'll come around. He'll be eating that cabbage.
That's right.
You just get him on. Just think about the people on that island. There's nothing you put in front of them after 3 weeks that they're not diving on.
Absolutely.
Nobody ever says, like, they don't even come close. Like, well, I was hoping for ribs, but burgers will be, hot dogs, whatever.
Yeah.
Start shoving it in.
Well, and then they're shoving the grubs and stuff in, too.
Yeah.
They'll go for that, no problem.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. You can break your kids, everybody. Oh, yeah. You can break them. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, love line, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Let's talk to Rachel, who's 18. Rachel?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a boyfriend who I'm starting to get kind of serious with, and he doesn't know about my extensive sexual past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of beyond, it's not necessarily the fact that it's so extensive, but the experiences that I've had, I'm afraid to tell him, because if I do, then maybe by some chance he'll feel inadequate.
Like, give us an example of what you're talking about.
Experiences.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, well, I have had sex with quite a few guys, and just things that I've done with them might be out of his league or not necessarily things that he's comfortable with.
You're going to have to tell us what you're talking about.
What things?
saying having threesomes or... I actually had been videotaped by a guy before.
Uh-oh. So what's going on? As a teenager, you're acting out like that.
I kind of had a rocky childhood, but...
What happened?
I was abused and raped by people in my family.
Not just a person, but people.
Hold on. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Well, so far tonight, I haven't heard of any families where that doesn't happen, strangely enough.
Hey, but Rachel, it's that has nothing to do with it. You're just a horny little lass, man.
That's right. Yeah. Of course.
It's all horny. Yeah.
You're horny.
Is that
that's
wrong?
All.
No, you're not just horny. Usually, it's where that comes from. When people are sexually abused, they become preoccupied about sex and reenact the trauma in various ways.
All right, now you gotta...
His boyfriend is different, and that's what I like, is I used to think that sex would make me feel comfortable. It made me feel needed or important, and then now I found this guy...
All right, hang on, stop. Stop for a second. You don't give me the victim feeling, and you seem to be pretty insightful about this stuff. Have you had some treatment or something?
Yes, I have.
All right, it's working.
Yeah.
Okay, it's working. So here's the deal. Don't worry about your past. You had a period of time where you were really sort of emotionally ill, and you had some behaviors associated with that. And naturally enough, it's a natural outcome of the history of what happened to you. Less history, more mystery is what Adam says.
Hmm.
And I agree with
that.
That
one.
Yeah.
Hey,
he doesn't need to know about it.
He's going to find out. I mean, he's already mentioned a name of a guy that I have had sex with who he was friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Who he was very good friends with, and I'm afraid that if he finds that out on his own accord, then I'm kind of screwed.
Not necessarily.
First off, who cares what kind of car he drives? Secondly, I got a laugh out of Chris on that one.
Wow.
Very rare.
A smile.
Very rare.
Woo! A nod, too.
That's like Johnny calling you over to the stats.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Chris gives you a nod.
A nod of
approval,
yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Gonna remember this. We gotta get a bobblehead of Chris so I can see him nodding on my dashboard. Hey, Rachel, please listen to me before you F this thing up. You ready?
I'm listening.
I need you to tell him that you need to lie to him. All right?
But I can't. Important.
Sure, you can.
He knows. He will know.
All right. Well,
first off, what's he gonna do? Interview everyone in town?
No, but, I mean, if he ends up being friends with this person again, then they're, for sure, I mean, you say, oh, I mean, come on, when you were in high school, did you say, oh, well, you dated that girl, oh, I have sex with her in the back of my car. Not that I have sex.
You know, you guys are a little more, sometimes a little more...
It depends.
Yeah, if they know he's really into you, they might kind of protect him a little bit.
Or they think he could kick their ass
or
something.
Those are they might not say anything.
Are you guys seniors in high school?
No, we've graduated.
So you're not going to...
Wait a minute. What month are we in? You're graduating?
Graduated 17?
Yes. You already graduated?
Yes.
Okay, so he's not in high school, neither are you.
No, he's older than me.
Okay. You're bringing up the high school scenario, but why don't you bring up Vietnam? You know, people talk in these hot Asian countries.
The VFW meeting halls?
You're not in high school, right?
But they do work in the same area.
You work in the...
mechanics.
Ooh.
Oh, well, you know how that goes. Gossip.
Yeah, and you know
Jenny
mechanics.
Jenny Caffey says mechanics. Yeah. Okay, listen, Rachel, you're hell-bent on destroying this relationship.
Yeah, you seem to be.
And that's what you're going to do. Now, listen to me. You just tell him, you just deny it. Just no.
I don't know that that's right. I just would just stay out of it. Just not listen. I care about you. Whatever. I'm sure you did stuff in high school. whatever. I'm
right,
right now.
Moving
I'm committed.
Moving
I have
forward.
No problem staying committed.
Moving
I'm
forward.
I'm moving forward my life. Whatever. You know, people don't. By the way, when you hit the workforce, people aren't harkening back to high school very often.
Yeah,
you're
look,
preoccupied.
Rachel, just don't sabotage it. Because that's where you're heading.
Because you feel so guilty and ashamed, you want to sort of come out with that to try to feel better with it. And in reality, what it's going to do is sabotage the relationship.
Let me explain how guys are about past partners. You think, well, they're not going to believe. You know, I was with 25 guys. They're not going to believe I wasn't with any. People believe what they want to believe. For guys, it's past partners. For girls, it's bad haircuts.
Right.
You come in with the world's crappiest haircut. What do you think? It looks great. That's all you need to say. They're on their way.
Right.
whistling.
Right.
That's it. You don't have to straighten anybody out. And guys are about that way with the past partners.
And by the way, if he's really into you and he's older, he's getting his mid-20s maybe, he'll let go of some of this stuff.
You hit him with a bunch of details, a little videotape, and he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
And before he leaves, he's going to take it out on you for about 6 months, and then he's gone.
Yeah.
And then he makes a video with you, and then he's gone.
And then he shows that around.
All right. Don't bother. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Don't need to.
Hey, look, it's a good idea to lie to him. You know, lying is not always the worst thing. Like, look, if somebody got into a horrible car wreck and their kid was ejected from the car and impaled on some rebar and they were lying, clinging to life, on the bottom of the ravine and every bone in their body was broken, they weren't going to make up the hill, and they're like, how's little Timmy? Did he make it? He's fine.
Yeah.
Not a scratch.
Yeah.
He's,
yes, there's times when it is
home.
Appropriate.
All right. Now I just do that move where I close your eyelids, and then you go, I'm not dead. I'm just like, listen, bitch, close the eyelids. Come on. I'm dead. I did that hand move. You know that hand move where I waved like a wand over your head and your eyes?
Eyes magically stay shut.
Yeah, no. You got to be dead for that.
By the way, have you ever tried to do that to a dead person?
No, all the time.
Eyelids do not want to. They're like, it's like trying to put silly putty down.
You got to pin them down. Yeah. You got to use a toothpick, like when you're holding together an hors d'oeuvre, like a piece of ham wrapped around. Some jicama. Yeah, you got to stick it through there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Take a quick break. Oh, look, the love affair with Chris is over now.
No, he gave a little knot.
All right. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Huh?
Yeah. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's talk to Ashley. He's 23. Ooh, Ashley?
Hi.
What's up?
I don't know what to say. I just wanted advice from Drew or one of you guys. What you guys think if you guys could give me advice.
Here we go.
My boyfriend and I live with him. Mm-hmm. And ever since his brothers moved in from, I guess, New York, I don't know, I've had problems dealing with him being here, his brother being here. He's giving more attention to his brother. I mean, he talks to his brother in ways that that he doesn't talk to me.
Put her on hold for a second.
Just
1 second, Ashley. 1 second. You get in the. Is it coming to focus for you at all? Just how she makes you feel.
There's something. I mean, something not right. Yeah. I don't have the specific picture,
right,
but.
Keep going.
He talks to his brother like he should be talking to me, like, come here, monkey nipples. Come here, sweetie. Come here, brother of mine. Blood of my own blood. Blood. Come here. Come here, brother. Give me a brotherly hug. Give it up. Don't keep your mouth closed. Give me a little kiss. Oh. Come on.
So actually,
come on, buddy.
Oops. Hold
yeah.
on. I put the wrong one.
We're tight. We're tight, man. How does he talk to his brother?
That's true. Exactly what you were saying. Drew, I want to know why I feel jealous. I feel, angry that, I mean, not just the way he talks to, his brother, but, conversation-wise, the way I see him talking to his coworkers and his friends. He starts conversations with them. He shares things with them. He can't share that with me, and it frustrates me.
All right, hold on a second. We got to talk more about Ashley behind her back. Let me tell you something. The syndrome I see. This is what happens. Yeah. She is damaged goods and a ball buster. And then the thing is why don't you open up to me? I don't open up to you because you bust balls.
It's scary. It's scary to open up to her.
Yeah, people, listen, everybody. You create the world you live in. Your own little world, that's the one you live in. You people that are like, how come no one ever tells me anything? Why? Because you freak out every time the smallest thing goes wrong, and it becomes
people
a way
start avoiding.
It's blackmail.
Yeah.
It's a blackmail. It's like, don't tell me anything I don't want to hear, otherwise I'll go berserk. Mm. Well, here's the answer to that.
People, you don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything. Yeah. You find out later, and guess what? Guess who's wounded? Oh, my God. Why didn't you tell me?
Right.
We can't tell you things. Remember, you freak out every time. We did tell you things once upon a time. You freaked every time.
We learned.
Now we're not telling you anymore. These are the same people like, why wasn't I invited to the party? I'm outraged. Everyone was invited but me. Let's break that. Why don't you really think about that sentence for a minute?
And you have to show people some pretty good aggression for them to start hiding.
Yes.
You have to see the aggression.
All right. So, Ashley, you're intense. You're too intense for him. You're such a ball breaker that he doesn't want to tell you anything.
He was afraid to.
I don't freak out. I am the most patient person. I am very understanding. I am, you know, I give him all my time. I would drop like anything for him, but he's okay,
Ashley, you're freaking me out right now.
Yeah, you're good.
You're scaring me.
I'm having so much problems. That's why.
I know, but I in your if this is anything like your day in day out persona, we're freaking out just talking on the phone.
You're pressured. I understand that.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm very depressed. I'm very lonely tonight. I don't know. It's one of those little things. He said he was gonna, I guess, meet me at his apartment at 7. But I guess he didn't show up. He said he promised. Instead, he told me he was going to go out with his brother for 3 hours, meet me or 7. I waited here till 8:10. He didn't show up. I've been here till 11.
All right. Crazy
things just to chase him around because for some reason I do want to be with him. I want to be with him like all the time.
Give me an example of one of the crazy things you've done.
Like today, I drove down all around town where I think he would be, where he would take his brother, because he said he was just going to go hang out. And there comes trust. Like I don't trust.
What
him.
Did you do?
You canvassed the Los Angeles area.
What did you do?
I just drove around like downtown area. I drove around two different cities around that area.
Hold on a second. I'm just picturing her talking to Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
Hey, Rooster, come here. You seen two white cats? Ah, my memory's not so good. And then you're like, peel off a 20. She hands to him. The guy's wearing like a purple fedora, and he's got
feather.
A couple bitches he just turned out. And he's like,
she's purple.
Yeah, listen, word on the street, something bad blew in from Burbank just a couple hours ago. They're hanging out at a honky-tonk called Joe's, but you didn't hear it from me. And then he flips another 20, like, you're going to cruise. L.A. is 500 square miles,
right,
by the way.
Right.
That's if they're outside.
Yeah.
If you got to actually stop and go into every bar, every movie theater,
makes
every
you wonder
restaurant.
If the boyfriend does a little drugs and drinking.
He's hanging out.
Because that's the kind of a hangout thing.
Yeah. Ashley, what's this guy do?
What does he do?
Military. For a living.
What's that?
Military.
Military. All right. And how did you figure you could just get in your car and find him?
He doesn't really go to a lot of places. I know the usual places he likes to go to a lot. I mean, me and him used to go there. He doesn't know a lot of places.
What does he do in these places?
Yeah, a drink, maybe. Talk. I don't know what he does, but I just don't. I don't, for some reason, Drew, is there something that's wrong with me? Because there a disorder? Is there, like, what is wrong with me? Why am I torturing myself? Why am I depressed and thinking about him when I could do other things? What is wrong with me?
This kind of chaos, you would need a lot more assessment, actually, but the chaos you're feeling right now is a lot of things. It can be a personality disorder. You know, if you had a chaotic family upbringing and a lot of abandonment, neglect, or abuse, you get something called a borderline personality disorder, and borderlines get these kinds of relationships all the time.
Yeah.
You might be an alcoholic or drug addict, and this may be part of your alcoholism sort of acting out. That you're using buddies, and you know, you're just sort of escalating together, and he's going on and doing his alcoholic thing and not really worried about you, and it's possibly that. You could be bipolar, getting kind of manic now on us, and freaking out in this hypomanic state. There's a lot of different things can cause this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you need a little help with what's going on, seems
to
me.
Could be Italian or Mexican.
Could be.
That'll cause it, too. What are you? One of those troubled ones?
What?
Uh-oh. Ashley?
Drew, yes?
What are you? Nationality.
You know what, Drew? I've been having those symptoms for a couple of years now. I've been researching it, and you know what? I've went into a health clinic, and I'm trying to get an appointment in the next 2 weeks to try to get like a free diagnosis or evaluation of bipolar.
Hey, Ashley, what's your nationality?
I kind of want to keep that to myself.
All right. Oops. Well, I guess you will.
Oh, by the way, here's the thing. You want to know a good way for me to hang up on you? Just keep saying Drew, Drew, Drew. Drew, or couch things, Drew, or other guy, Drew, or whoever, Drew.
I know.
Just answer my goddamn questions and stop every question with Drew. I understand you think he's the smart one.
But hey, you don't have to go back to him, I guess.
No, I do. I'm angry now. Ashley.
I'm sorry.
Drew can help me, but you got to tell me your nationality.
What does it do, though?
Uh-oh.
Give her one more shot.
One more, okay.
I didn't really need to know before. It's just I need to know now.
I know.
You understand?
I understand.
Ashley?
Yes.
I'm going to hang up on you for good if you don't tell me your nationality right now.
Asian.
Ooh.
Is that good enough?
Ooh.
Yeah. Were your parents?
An angry boy.
Yeah.
What? Ooh.
Yeah, if you want to look something up, look up a borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may want to look into that. And
let me tell you about Asian, by the way.
I'm actually looking into bipolar, seriously.
Yeah, you've got some bipolar qualities, but that, you know, I deal with these what are called cluster B personality disorders all the time.
I got the cluster F part at work.
And they people with that kind of personality disorder sort of project their feelings into the world.
Yeah.
And I get a real specific feeling from borderlines, and I'm kind of getting that feeling from you.
Let me tell you about Asian, too. It usually doesn't veer off course. When it does, it goes hard. Hard. You may be veering hard. And Ashley, you got to get a life going for yourself. And instead of this guy being your life.
Right.
This guy, this military guy with his J.O. brother in from out of town. Really?
What would your parents say?
Yeah. They think she's practicing the cello right now. They're going nuts.
What?
And by the way, it says had the cops called on her today.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's kind of a
why did he call the cops
thing.
On you?
You know, me and him had a stupid argument. He wanted me to get out of his apartment. He wanted me to take out all my stuff. I have my own apartment, but I've been staying here every day because I don't know why, but I just want to be with him like every day. I feel like abandoned, like if I'm not with him.
Well,
for,
that was the word I was going to bring out. The borderlines have profound abandonment
all right,
issues.
Ashley, get yourself some therapy, please.
I think I need it. Honestly, I'm not.
We agree completely.
We're with you on that.
Mood stabilizers can help sometimes.
It's
too.
Fine.
Yeah. I need medication or something.
Yes, you probably do. You probably
I just need it.
Yes, all right, ma'am.
Get some therapy.
I've been so mentally unstable at work. Like it's so hard for me to work.
What kind of work do you do?
I do computers. I work for an original company with Cisco, an affiliated company with them, but it's been hard.
It's starting to work out a little bit now. Now it's coming into focus. Listen, Ashley, why put this kind of pressure on yourself? Let's get a little therapy. Everything's going to be fine.
People's craziness,
a little medication,
really comes out in their interpersonal lives. And you see it's coming out here. It's really not about him and you. It's about you. It's about what's going on internally.
By the way, look, I hate to say it. And everyone gets mad at me when I say this. But look, most military guys are losers. The cause is noble, but they're losers.
He could be a general or something. Who knows?
Yeah. General Jackoff is having a VO press with his idiot brother from New York in downtown L.A.
Hey, why do you think she was so secretive with her nationality, but she had no problem like telling you exactly what she
did? Shame, shame, shame.
But exactly what she did and exactly where she works.
I know.
I don't know why she had to work the Cisco part.
That's all that borderline stuff.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know we end up doing a lot? End up, as a society, trying to figure out nuts all day long. It's just like, this guy had a family and a beautiful wife and beautiful kids, and he ends it all this way.
Yeah,
What was he thinking? That's all we do.
No, then you get eight people in the neighborhood being interviewed say, he was the nicest guy.
He was a great guy.
So I'm picking his paper up every morning.
He's
I love it.
Listen, every community, every block party, he was barbecuing. And it's always, what? Well, let me tell you what nuts is. You don't need a reason when you're nuts. What nuts is.
I want you to think about Ashley with an attorney.
Oh.
You see?
Suing.
Yes.
Suing the
everything
sun
and
for shining.
That's what these guys do.
Yeah.
System was designed.
How long before someone sues the sun? They get a little skin cancer? I'm going after the sun. I'm going after the fiery orb in the sky.
Ra. Amun Ra.
Class action. Everyone who's got a mole's going after him. All right. Then you got
Will.
Would
you Germany or Florida? Or Will?
Does my friend born? I want to get rid of this guy, John over here.
How long Will's been on hold? 87 minutes.
No.
Miss it.
John?
Yeah.
You're born colorblind?
Yeah, I am. I'm in flight school right now, and I can see colors fine, but they're telling me I can't fly at nighttime. I want to know if there's any way to cure it or anything like that.
No, it's a specific deficiency of cones in your retina, cone cells.
Mm.
And, there's nothing really to be done about that. You aren't seeing, they've tested you and you don't see normally at night?
Yeah, I mean, I've already done a whole bunch of night landings, so I can see the lights fine, but they have me look in a little book with circles and numbers in it, and I can't see the numbers in the circles.
But oh, it's your red, green, colorblind probably. But that,
the,
you know,
the numbers and circles are colors.
No, what they are is it, I have
what?
This. I have
what
this.
Is this? What is
it's
it?
It's a book with these a lot of little. It's a circle. Mm-hmm. And in there are all these other red and green little, like, different, like, bubbles of different size, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And when you look at it at a distance, you'll see a number will emerge. Like, a number in red will show up amongst the green, like number 7.
How are you supposed to beat off to that?
And if you're colorblind, like, a 4 will show up instead of a 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I was in biology class in 9th grade, and the teacher's going, and, you know, everyone here can see number, what is it? And I go, 13. The whole room just starts erupting with laughter. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going hysterical. I'm like, what, 13? Mm-hmm. That's a 7. 7? What'd you... Well, how about this number? A 4. Everyone's going
nuts. You think you're looking at a 4.
That's what you see when you have red-green colorblindness. I didn't know I was colorblind until that class.
I'm not colorblind, but I like to think of myself as colorblind, you know, when it comes to nationalities
and
cultures.
I've always thought of you that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never see, no.
No. No. I don't know. I don't know. I don't care.
What race is nationalized? Chris, for instance.
Chris?
Isn't there Chris?
He got a little wet back in him. That's all I know.
Is he Jewish?
Could be a little kike. Little, I don't know. I'm colorblind.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A little Guinea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's that, John?
Is this something that gets worse? Like, as I get older, is it getting worse?
Well, maybe not. You know, everyone gets a little more night issues as you get older. But colorblindness is associated with night problems. And vitamin A, they say, may help this somewhat, but I really don't see any studies that it significantly helps.
All right, listen. John?
Yeah.
You're going to have to move to the ball turret. You understand what I'm saying?
Doesn't it seem ridiculous, though, that because I can't see colors in a book, it means I can't fly at night when I can see the colors fine anyway?
Well,
it means you have a specific deficiency that even though it seems to you, listen, I didn't know I was colorblind until I looked at a book like that and everybody started laughing at me. You think you're seeing colors, but you're not perceiving things normally in the normal spectrum.
I'll say this for airplanes too. There's many different colors on many of the different switches and gauges and things in the cockpit, aren't there?
Yeah, but you can see the color. It's the lights and the dark, particularly the light colors. You can't see it, but it just means that you're going to have some night vision problems too. What it means.
What kind of aircraft? Were you looking to fly?
It's a Cessna 172. It's just a small little single engine.
Seems weird they wouldn't let him fly that.
Is this a military thing?
No, it's just I quit my job and I wanted to do something fun. So,
quit your job? Oh, you wanted to do something fun?
Quit your job and started paying somebody else to train you? How does that work?
What's that?
How much did you make enough money that you can just quit and go to flight school?
Yeah, well, I was saving up for a house. And I decided, I've always wanted to do flight school, and so I decided, I'm still young, why not do something fun?
I thought, I know the military has pretty astringent ordinances as far, or regulations involving this kind of thing, and that's what we thought you were talking about, but... A private flight school, I mean, they train Arabs how to,
front
how to just take off commercial aircraft.
Yes, I'm surprised.
Yeah. So, I'm surprised. Really, yeah. That must have been a great pitch. And by the way, if you're a terrorist, how brash are you, by the way? Like, so let me get this straight. Hamid, Abu, Nazad, Azakawi. You'd like to learn to just take the commercial aircraft off? Yes, that is all.
It's been my dream.
It is a dream. Yeah, well, and no matter how much fuel you have, eventually you're going to have to... No, not necessary.
Not all right.
Not all right. Yeah, well, don't you at least want to know how to put the gear down? No, it slows me down. You understand there's no in-flight refueling for commercial air. Don't worry. Just give manual on takeoff. The thing I love, and this is the beauty of the government. Like, some guy's like, wow, this seems fishy. We're gonna pick up the blower and call Bethesda and see if we can get a couple answers on this. No. And here's where you slippery slope pussies come into play. Government's so freaked out about doing anything.
Right.
Like, well, how about we go grab the guy's computer and take a little look, see what's on it? We can't do
how
that.
How dare you?
ACLU
dare you?
Will sue us into the Stone Age. No, we can't move.
You got Ashley in the ACLU coming after you.
Oh.
That's who's in the issue.
Yeah. So, everyone thinks that's a great thing. That's a great thing. They have the guy. They have his computer. They could look into the computer and blow the lid off the whole thing a few months before the planes go into the towers, but not enough probable cause to open the computer.
We would be worse.
Right. Yeah, we're worse.
We're
yeah,
worse than the worse. People yeah. that were trying to
keep
out.
We took the guy's Mac laptop and popped the disk and took a look at it and then gave it back to him because there was nothing on it. That would make us worse than the people
we're defending against.
That behead folks commonly.
Oh, yeah.
For,
well, it puts us in the same.
Yeah, same. Yeah. They kill people with rocks because they showed a little ankle. And no problem there. Yeah, no, same. Oh, no, actually, worse. Makes us worse.
Yeah, I don't know how we're saying we're one
thing.
Worse.
We're worse. Yeah, we're just as bad or worse.
We're worse.
No, they're good. We're bad. Yeah, that's how it goes. All right, there you go.
But if you're an
thank your ACLU for that.
If you're
everybody.
An angry Ashley, you can take that anger.
Oh yeah,
I think we can take that
right to the ACLU. Line up, sue the city. Will?
Yes.
You're 22.
Exactly.
What's up? What's up?
Man, I got a lot of problems.
Great. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's start. Can I give you a little life history?
Sure.
Do we have time for it?
Sure. Yeah, we're up for it. We're up for about 30 seconds of it.
Oh, crap. Okay. Well, when I was about second grade, I tried to commit suicide. Did my parents' arguments. They got divorced. Yada, yada, yada.
Second grade.
Hold on. Slow down. You're 8 years old. You tried to kill yourself.
Second grade.
What'd you do?
You know, a Western tie.
Western tie, like a bolo.
And tried to sit down on a doorknob.
Try to hang yourself on a door. You know you're young, by the way, when you're trying to hang yourself on a doorknob.
Exactly.
Ooh. Wow.
A little scorpion
that's what happened.
Bolo.
I mean, Children's Hospital in Arkansas.
Yeah.
For about 30 days.
It really sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy bit.
Yeah.
You know you're a redneck when you try to hang yourself with a bolo off a doorknob.
Oh boy.
Will?
Yes.
Sorry, brother.
That's
so
awful.
Yeah. Your parents argued so much you tried to hang yourself.
Right.
Ugh. But it didn't work, right?
Well right. Well they kind of, you know, stopped me. I mean, they put me in the middle of their arguments all the time. Verbal, physical,
ugh.
Yada yada
awful.
Yada.
Horrible.
I was my dad's favorite, my mom's favorite, and the middle child at that.
Ugh.
So I kind of got screwed.
All right, what's the question now?
Okay, I've been in a long-term relationship in the past 2 years, engaged, joined the Corps, just reservist, came back.
Hoorah!
Hoorah, exactly, simplify. And my ex-fiancée is screwing my friend of
motivate.
Mine, right?
Yeah.
And so I've been kind of friends with this girl for about 9 months now, and I've never had like a two-girl threesome before.
Mm.
And, you know, she finally breaks down, brings a friend over here, and, you know, we'll sleep together. Then we'll sleep together about 5 days after that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's this kind of a weird relationship developing, and, like, I have feelings towards her a little bit, and I don't understand that, you know?
The new one, the third girl you're getting involved with.
No, but the girl that I've originally became friends with is the one that I'm kind of...
All right, the one
know.
That got... Okay, well, listen. Well, your fiance is gone. She's long gone.
Oh, screw her.
You don't have any kids, right?
No, I don't think I can have kids.
You don't think? I think you can.
Yes. I've seen my crystal ball many kids.
Yeah, listen, any guy tried to hang himself with a rodeo tie and pronounces vagina, can have kids.
Yeah.
Believe you me. All right,
God
now,
has a
brother.
Plan.
So this pull-out technique of yours, just because you dodged a few bullets, it's like you're a Marine, and it's like you saying, I don't think I can be killed.
Right.
Because I was a Marine, I saw a little action, I'm still here.
That's exactly right.
You got lucky is what you got.
Number five.
Motivate.
That's right. All right, well, don't get anyone pregnant.
Just
I take back all that stuff I said about the military a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I can see why.
Cream of the crop. Now, look, here's what the military is. You go into the military, here's what it is. You go into military when you have too much pride for junior college.
But my fantasy about guys like Will is that when he's in the Marines, he's completely together, and then it carries on into life.
It'd be nice.
Doesn't work like that?
Look, here's the thing. Here's what I want to say about the military. It molds people.
Yeah, I think.
Where
junior college languishes.
No, you. They get mold on them.
Yeah,
there's
they
different.
Grow mold.
One
they
actually
grow
mold. Molds, and the other actually grows mold.
Yes.
One
lichen
of them
starts first.
Right.
And then spores.
Spores start forming.
Yeah.
No, that's the difference. I mean, that's all you need to know. You talk to these guys. They interview these guys that are over in Iraq, right?
Yeah.
And these guys are like 21, 22 years old, and they're together, and they're disciplined, and they're focused, and they sound great. They really do. And you realize these guys were the losers that were in your junior high and high school class.
Yeah.
They weren't going to college. They didn't have any family that was going to do anything. They went into the military Well, that's few and far between. Yeah. Pat Tillman, but you go into the military because you ain't got anything else going, and they mold you.
Yeah.
They just mold you.
Mm.
Getting up at six in the morning.
Good for you.
Black guy with a wooden spoon in a trash can every morning. Get up, ladies! Ladies. Yeah. Calling everyone ladies.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's good
telling everyone not to eyeball them. Telling them to address them in a clear and present tone. That's the voice they use to con drug money out of their liberal parents. And he starts eyeballing everyone and getting in everyone's face.
Well, like we have the guys from that show. What was that show called?
It was on 5 years ago.
Yeah, but here's how they talk to their recruits.
Yeah. You got that, Anderson? I heard a noise.
You got another question, weirdo?
Bring it up.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Bring it up.
Get out of my face right now. Push, you nasty thing.
Everyone will puke.
That was when... Drew, remember you guys were in the bathroom, you were trying to do a number two?
Yeah.
This guy stood over
you. Helped me. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
boot camp.
Was
that show, yeah.
Point is you take these slack-jawed, crappy student, junior college material, and they go in here and they get molded.
Yeah.
Or you go to junior college, you start smoking reefer, you start hating the man, you hate your stepdad, and you camp at your house and get fat for about 8 years before eventually they just sell it out from under you and you crash on someone's sofa.
Mm.
That's it. That's a good point. That's it. That's what I'm saying, Drew. Junior college students, military guys, both at about the same point as seniors in high school.
Be molded or grow mold?
Be molded or get molded.
That should be the brain's new
That's it.
Growling.
Go to junior college, drop a few tabs of acid and learn to hate the man, or get out there and do some push-ups at sunrise and be molded. Thank you. For the love of Christ, you pussies.
Should take a break.
College guys make me sick. All right, let's take a little break, Drew.
All right, Will, calm down, Will. Use condoms.
Use condoms. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop to the phones. We got a little Germany or Florida. John's been on hold for 99 minutes and 28 seconds.
We'll make it even 100, shall we?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
Now he's been on hold for 99 minutes and 49 seconds.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
There we are, right on 100.
Yeah, 100 minutes. Woo-hoo! Look at that. Look at all those digits,
Well
Drew.
Done, all those zeros.
Yeah.
Looks like your bank account, Adam.
Oh, man. Yeah, add another couple thousand zeros. That's my bank account. Chris's bank account, too, except for there's no whole number. It's just 100 zeros.
All the empty zeros.
I don't even know why they put all the... I don't know why they go that deep with the zeros.
That's good. You got to fill space.
300 digits, all zeros.
Okay. We have a virtual Chris, too. It's good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could do that. That's
great. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Whatever.
Yeah. John?
Hey, Adam and Drew, what's up?
Hey, you're 17. What's going on, brother man?
Hey, I have a Germany or Florida, and I also have a question, if that's okay.
All right.
Question first.
Okay. I'm concerned that my friend is becoming an alcoholic, and a quick little story.
Hold on. When you say friend, you mean penis, right?
Penis becoming alcoholic?
No, she's a real person.
She. Oh my goodness.
She was at a party, and her parents found out about that, and whatever, she was grounded. A week later, she's back at it. She's getting drunk, passing out, throwing up, And I know Drew says it's like continued use or whatever in the face of consequence. So would you define her as a... I'm sorry?
Is there a family history of alcoholism?
I really couldn't tell you.
If you suspect that mom or dad is an alcoholic, then yes, I would think very strongly about this as being the beginning stages of alcoholism.
Well, I kind of know the parents. I mean, they, I don't know. They seem like nice people, but that doesn't really mean anything, I guess.
No, it doesn't.
Well, John, here's the thing. You can express your concern for her. That's about it. There's really nothing you can do.
Just tell her you think it's a problem. She ought to think about getting help. Don't you see what this is doing? And keep sort of, you know, reflecting that back to her. But that's about it.
Do you have a crush on her?
No. She actually has a boyfriend. We're just friends.
Really?
No. Adam, come on. You can see through that, can't you?
John, you're virgin?
Yeah.
Shit. Here's how I know you're virgin. Guys don't stay on hold for 100 minutes who are getting laid.
For Germany or Florida.
Yeah, let me ask
about a girl that they're not involved
in. Let me tell you, like, here's how guys that get laid at 17 are like, first, like, hello, Loveline. Yeah, I got Germany, Florida. Hold on a second. Okay.
One with
two minutes, shine this noise. Yeah. I got to get wet. That's
chill.
It. That's it. Hey, baby, come here, start sucking. I got to hang up the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it works when you're getting light. But, John, whoop,
no.
Endless. All right, buddy.
Let's hear the Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida for us.
Well, you got to pot him up here.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not him.
Yeah. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right. A woman fell to her death while trying to do a handstand on the railing of a second-floor hotel balcony, official said.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so bad.
The woman, 23, died Sunday. While attempting a handstand, she toppled over and dropped to the hotel patio, according to the sheriff's department. Just before she fell, she had called out to a friend, "Watch to see what I can still do," a police report said. Foul play is not believed to be involved. Germany or Florida?
Well, acrobats come from Europe.
That's true. This is more of a drunken junior cheerleader. You know, this is a juiced up.
And by the way, there's still a good chance somebody heaved her out the balcony.
No, this could just happen anywhere. This had a few drinks and was showing off, and pow.
Oh.
This could be Florida. Near Florida. I'm going Florida.
Yeah,
Florida.
It
John?
Is Florida.
Thank you, John. Yeah, 100 minutes on hold for that.
We did it.
Looking good, brother. We're back on top.
Yeah, I was going to say you restored us.
Bringing our A game. I want to talk to Coy over here.
Okay.
Because he was just talking about what I was talking about. Coy?
Hey.
17, what's up?
I want to be a police officer, but I don't know if I want to go to TVCC and get my associates in criminal justice, or if I want to go to the military and do MP work.
Mm-hmm. You got to do one of those things. You can't just go to the police academy?
Well, for the Boise Police Department, you have to have 64 credits to apply.
Yeah.
In college, they don't specify what. They just say...
Tell them you're like 1/10 Iroquois or something. They'll let you in.
And what if you go to BMP in military? Is that then you can make a lateral move to the community?
I think so.
Well, you better look into that.
I know this sounds like I'm eating my words here, but you can take some criminal justice classes over at the junior college and then go be a cop.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Well, that's what... I see what you mean. Because it's like going to nursing school.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah. Here's the guys I don't want going to junior college. You guys are just continuing their non-education. And by the way, you're continuing your education? What do you mean continuing?
You don't want somebody studying liberal arts.
What have you been doing for the last 6 years? Yeah. You've been doing jack, number one. And smoking reefer and complaining about the man is not continuing your education. Yeah. No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
You want to be a nurse? You want to be a cop? Maybe a fire science class, that's fine.
Okay.
If something clear, if it's not working out for a year or so, get out into the military.
Perfect.
Let me say this. I've been thinking a lot about cops lately because I'm now I'm like Dillinger now. I'm on the most wanted list. I started by just turning left through left turn arrows. And that was my subtle act of defiance.
And then you entered the slippery slope. Now you're just blowing through red lights wherever you see
I'm going through everything now. Yeah. I now go through everything. Now here's...
Railroad tracks, whatever.
Here's the point. I haven't given the pep talk in a while to all the folks listening, especially out here in Southern California, which is, I'm scared I'm going to go ballistic every time I bring it up, but this town is one big effing cluster effing F, okay? That's what it is, especially around the traffic times. And you realize, and they're always talking, what are we going to do? Are we going to put a second story on the freeway? Are we going to do another subway, which is $1 billion a foot if you tunnel under, you know, the city, and you have to start buying property and tearing down houses? What do we do? Too many people. I'll tell you one goddamn thing we could do. We could pick it up. Bluegrass. We can pick it up. And every time I drive there, I did this today. It's like, it's 6:15. I'm coming home from the office. I'm going up a major. I'm going up like Vine. It's just packed. There's one jack off who's driving 23 miles an hour. It's nothing but 200 yards of space in front of the chick. People piled up behind him. Yeah. I was able to, you know, maneuver my way around. That person. It's that person. You know, the person that drives it sort of. They're thinking about making the signal, but they're not sure if they want you to get through. So they seem to sort of slow down at the very end and then just creep across.
It's out of it now.
Also, the a-holes that won't turn right on the red, even though it's completely clear.
You know what drives me crazy? Oh. Also, the guys that won't pull into the intersection for the left turn when you're waiting to turn left.
Just hang it out. Just hang it out. Hang it out into the left lane, even though there's a turn lane. These guys. How about some tickets for these guys? And by the way, where's the campaign? Here's the campaign we hear. Slow it down. Slow it down! Slow it down! Why don't you tell the guy in the wheelchair to quit? Knock off the skipping and clicking your heels together. Slow it down. We're not going anywhere. That's the point. Right. What do you mean slow? Slow down from what?
From what to what, exactly. What?
By the way, we start slowing down. I'm scared.
Go backwards.
The world, the earth will start revolving the opposite way. We'll be in the goddamn Stone Age. Slow what down, you retards? I like the pronunciation on retard there.
It's good.
Retard.
Retard.
It's like a French name. What is your name? Claude Retard. All right.
Monsieur Retard.
It is incredible. Yeah. And here's the thing. This city, without one new road being paved, without one penny being spent, could speed up 25% if the a-holes that were clogging everything up and not turning. How about just a little campaign? Turn right on the red. L.A. is filled with people. It is the worst. L.A.'s motto should be just, you know, New York, and as it, bring us your tired, bring us your poor, bring us your crappy drivers from all around the world and the country to come over here, and who, by the way, everywhere they're from. Evidently, Los Angeles is the only major city where turning right on a red when it's clear is legal.
Right.
Evidently, there's no place anyone comes from where they can do this. And after 30 years of not doing it, they can't seem to do it here either. Right. How about a little awareness campaign? Huh? How about we back off just a little bit on the laptop security over at the airport? How about those PSAs or the secondhand smoke or all the other exquisitely important things that we do nothing but talk about in this crappy city, and start teaching people that it's legal to turn right on a red? How about it? How about we get
By the way, all
moving?
They have to do is a few tickets. Instead of focusing on trapping the guys turning left into the left turn.
Oh, yeah. See, right now, the tickets go, the guys are actually trying to make a little time. They're punished. So everyone's scared S-less because LAPD is essentially Gestapo, really. I mean, that's the way people look at them. And they have ticket riding parties, and that's what they do. Let's get them focused on people that are holding things up instead of people that are trying to move along.
They still
make their money, but somehow they can't hide behind that. It's a safety thing. They hide behind that safety thing. Oh yeah, we got to put the cameras up at the intersections. It's a safety thing. Pussies hiding behind that. How dare you? And let me tell you this. Why then? So here's the deal. And listen, all you complacent lemmings out there, would you please take something, form it into a spine, and rise up with me? I'm asking you to rise up. I turn left on every single goddamn right, every single left turn arrow that turns red. I blow right through it. I don't even slow down anymore. If the signal is green and the left turn arrow is red and there's no cars coming, I turn left like an adult, like a right-thinking adult who's mature and able to make decisions. But by the way, I don't run off the road. I don't plow into school buses. When I come home and I go into the garage, I stop when I get close to the end of the garage.
I don't
floor it and fly into the garage. Not anymore. I am able to do this just like I'm able to turn left because I'm adult. I'm an adult about it. And I just ask that everyone do this. And if everyone did it, we'd all be fine. I've been doing it for, 4 years?
Yeah.
Not one ticket. And you know why you don't get a ticket?
Because they can't tell.
They don't know.
Yeah.
And I realize here's what cops do. I broke it down the other day. 80% of tickets given are intentional. Like we're going up the hill. This is when I used to live.
We're going to aim at people and get tickets.
I used to live up in Beechwood Canyon.
Yeah.
This is what they would do. It's like, here's the deal. Well, it's 8:45 in the morning. We're going halfway up Beechwood Canyon. We're going to park our car, motorcycle cop. We're going to park deep in some apartment driveway where we can't be seen from the street. We'll sit there at the radar gun, or we'll wait for secretaries to roll through four-way stops where there's no actual danger presented, and then we'll give the chicken-ass ticket to the chick who's trying to pay your goddamn salary via the taxes. She's being raped from her. We'll hold her up. She'll be a half hour late for work. We'll give her a ticket. And by the way, never enough personnel. Oh, no, 911, line's busy. No, we can't get an officer over to your house. No, he's too busy writing chicken-ass tickets. All right, that guy, so cops write those tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my point. They go up there and they go, we're going to write some tickets.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Ticket-writing
part, we're going to go hassle. Yeah. We're going to go hassle the populace, essentially. And that's what they do. And they just sit there, and you can't talk your way out of that because they're there to write you a ticket.
Yeah.
The other 20% of the tickets I figured out are just guys just driving around sort of like, they're like tigers out in the Serengeti looking for something moving. Looking for something in the bushes, something shaking around.
That's a highway patrol.
Yeah, these are the guys. These guys are looking for speeders, and these are guys looking for guys blowing through reds and just swerving and being erratic and stuff like that.
Only highway patrol does that.
When you'll see some of the sheriff guys out on the street, some of the LAPD. Oh, and Burbank.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Rape Bank. Excuse me.
They
do nothing but write chicken ass tickets. Yeah, they're so busy writing chicken ass jaywalking tickets. It's amazing they ever get down to anything with wheels on it. But once in a while, they make time to write a chicken ass ticket for an automobile. But, when they're not busy raping their public, who's actually on foot, which is nice. There you go. Yeah, let's get people back in their cars, Rape Bank. There you go, Burbank. Get them back in the cars. God forbid they should cross the street, you idiots. All right, so here's the thing. I realize you just start turning left through those arrows. They don't notice that. They're not around. They got to be behind
you.
They're
not
Otherwise,
pacing. Right.
Here's the thing. It doesn't jump out at
them
because
there.
The signal's green.
They can't see it.
Yeah. So look in your rear view. If you don't see a cop, just turn left.
You
please.
Could probably do it if the cop were sitting at the intersection facing you because they wouldn't know.
I have done 25,000 now.
Yeah.
Every day. Every day, and I now go through piles of cars that are lined up, the lemmings. It's all I do when I laugh like an idiot. Please give me a ticket. And why do we put up with this? What is going on in this city, and how come nobody notices?
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's just sitting there waiting for the thing to cycle, rotting. Just sitting there rotting, waiting to get T-boned by a drunk driver, a carjacked by a Crip or blood, and you're just waiting. There's no traffic coming, and you don't want to time these things? People are like virtually retarded. I bring it up all the time. I say to people all the time, what are we doing with these arrows? And they're like, those are there to alleviate traffic. That's the green arrow. Why does it turn red? Are you sure they... Are you... Well, you got sawdust in your head? Are you high? You don't notice this? You're not bothered by it? No. All right. As a city, here's what we deal with. We got to get people to quit smoking on the beach, and then we'll deal with the devastating gridlock that is a city that costs billions of dollars a year.
By and building
lost work and productivity. That's when we'll get to that. Fantastic. All right, Drew, I'm going to go run through some red arrows and come back. We'll be back after this. Yeah. It's Loveline, Amanda. That's Dr. Drew. All right. Well, that felt good. Got that off my chest. Ariel?
Yes?
17?
Yeah. Hi.
What's
up? I was just wondering about, I'm just about to start a new low-dose birth control.
Yep.
And I was wondering, how effective are they?
Just as effective as the other, really, they are.
Really? Oh, okay.
But they're a little more, some people get a little more side effects to the progesterone we talked about earlier tonight, who had maybe a little decreased sex drive, that kind of thing. But they are very effective.
All right.
Less of the nausea, less of the blow, less of the weight gain.
Hmm. Feel free to use that. Serene?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have been taking Vicodin for the last 2 years every day, and I'm just wondering what the best way is to stop without going to rehab.
There is no way.
No.
If you're going to stop, if you're going to get into recovery, I will not treat opiate addiction without an inpatient hospitalization. It's a very difficult biology, very difficult to treat. Now, there are people out there that will use methadone and methadone tapers and or methadone replacement. Mm-hmm. And there's a medicine called buprenorphine.
What's methadone? I mean, you're replacing it with methadone.
Yeah, and there's buprenorphine, which is also a taper or a replacement type intervention. I have just seen nothing but trouble with both those. So from my way of looking at it, you got to bite the bullet. You have a severe illness here. It's opiate addiction. And it needs to be dealt with.
Is there any kind of, doesn't rehab cost money? Isn't it like thousands of dollars? Is there any way you can't afford not to go to rehab.
Do you have insurance?
When you're a food server, you don't exactly have thousands of dollars at once to pay to go, you know what I mean?
Do you have insurance?
I have Kaiser.
Kaiser has a very developed program for treatment of addiction. Just go to Kaiser.
You said Kaiser like a Hasidic rabbi.
And how are you affording the Vicodin?
Day by day.
All right. Well, that's, you could put that money into treatment.
I'll tell you, waiters, waitresses, bartenders, great drug gig, because here's the thing about being into drugs. Like you need cash. You need 50 bucks a day cash as a waiter. You know, you're swinging a hammer. You're getting a paycheck at the end of the week. You know, it's just no good.
It's easy to hide that cash.
You just get the cash. You just get it every day. It's in your hand. Just boom. And probably you're working with guys. Everyone
doing drugs.
Score. You can, right. Have sex or get drugs. I got to get a job at a restaurant.
There you go.
Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. The first.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll take a little extendo break, but we'll be back tomorrow night. Same bat time, same bat station. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Come here, monkey nipples. Come here, sweetie.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.